A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesuba Samach Beis, Kesuba 62b, pagination is 124. We're going to start, though, on the Mishnah of the previous daf. So that's Kesuba Samach Aleph Amud Beis, Kesuba 61b, pagination 122, counting into the wide lines, about 8 lines. Hamadiris Ishto Mitash Mishamito. If a person made a vow that infringes on his ability to provide for his wife's intimate needs, relations, he makes a vow that infringes on the family dynamic. So the understanding is that a man has an obligation to his wife, onasa lo yigra, not to decrease the proper amount of relations. And there is an actual requisite amount that's expected of the man to pay attention and provide for his wife. If he makes a vow that infringes on that, Beishamai Yomim Shtei Shabbosos, Beishamai say we give him 2 weeks to fix it up, to work it out, to somehow annul the vow. Beisilil Omrim Shabbos Achas, Beisilil say he has 1 week to work it out. If he doesn't work it out, he's considered in violation of the marriage relationship. We can take steps to try to influence him to get back on track, but ultimately this is considered a significant fallout, and if push came to shove, eventually, if he's truly not attending to his responsibilities, he would be obligated at some point, perhaps, if resolution can't be worked out, he'd be obligated to divorce with full rights so that she gets her entire ksuba and is provided for. The Mishnah continues and gives us an exception to this obligation. Hatalmidim yotzim l'talmud Torah shelo b'rishus 30 yom. Students who want to study Torah, it was considered understood that they had a certain degree of dispensation, an allowance, that they would be allowed to go to the yeshiva for 30 days. It meant traveling, it was out of the city, and they were allowed that 30-day allowance as part of the understanding, as part of the culture, as a means of enabling them to study Torah. That was considered understood. The Mishnah concludes over here, actually stating the understood availability of a husband depending on his profession. Hatayalim b'chol yom, certain people were expected to provide for their wife daily. Hapoalim shtayim b'shabbos, certain types of workers was twice a week. Hachamorim achas b'shabbos, the camel drivers were home once a week. That's the expression, home for the weekend. Hagamolim achas l'shloshim yom, a camel driver was once in 30 days. Hasafanim achas l'shisha chadoshim, divi Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said that a person who's a sailor, if that was his profession, then it's understood when he gets married that he's going to continue in his profession. Unless something was worked out, he's entitled to go on the voyage of his profession, even though he's not going to be home. The woman has to understand what profession he's in and be willing to agree, apparently, in order to enter into that marriage. Once that's decided, he's indeed entitled to continue in that profession. The Gemara that I'd like to share this morning is a fascinating Gemara regarding a person who went away to learn, but there were certain terms associated with the generous allowance that his wife gave him. In this case, he was expected home Erev Yom Kippur. That was his allotment. And this particular Talmud Chacham did not meet the terms. We're on Samach Beis Amid Beis, about 15 lines from the top. Ki hadu Rav Ruchumi have a shechiach kamei derava b'mechuza. There was this Talmud Chacham, have a ragel da have Osi levesei komala yoma de kipuri. His practice was that he would come home Erev Yom Kippur. Yom Achad, one day, on a Erev Yom Kippur, one year, Mashchate Shemaita, his learning got extended. Hava Masachya Devisu, Hashta Osi, Hashta Osi. His wife was anticipating that he's coming any minute now. Lo Asa, and he didn't come. Cholash Daite, she felt terrible, disappointed, pained. Achis Dimasa Me'ena, a tear dropped from her eye. Hava Yosef Be'igra, and he was sitting in a certain place, Ifchis Igra, and it collapsed. Mitusei from underneath him, Venach Nafshe, and he died. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz wonders, she certainly suffered even more. Like this, she cried a little bit. He was late. He would have eventually finished the sugya and come home. And now he's not coming at all. He's dead. And he explains that the pain that's caused in such an application has an energy of its own. And it's not a judgment of whether she'll be happier with his being punished or not be happier with his being punished. There's an actual active energy from her pain which has ramifications. And that's what occurred over here, that he was punished, he was affected by the pain that he caused. This practice of going away to study was apparently somewhat prevalent. We have numerous stories about such incidents. One story towards the bottom of the Amud about Rabbi Hananya ben Chakinoi, who came into his house and surprised his wife to such an extent after being away so long. Porach Rucha, her heart skipped a beat, and she actually died. Omar Lefonov, and he said, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Aniyazu, this downtrodden person, she suffered tremendously. She, with tremendous dedication, ran the home without me in order that I could study Torah. Zesechara, this is her reward when I finally come home, and she should reap the benefits of her investment. She collapses. Ba'orachmi Allah, he pleaded in prayer on her behalf, v'chayei, and he was able to revive her. The Gemara continues that this story was apparently known, and they learned a lesson from it, that you don't show up suddenly after a long absence. Rav Chama bar Bisa ozo Yosef Terei Sari Shini Bevei Midrasha. This Talmud Chacham was away for a long time also, many years. Kiyasa, when he finally came back, Omar, he said, Lo yavid ki da'avid ben Chakinoi, I'm not going to do the same stunt that happened with ben Chakinoi. He walked in, he surprised his wife, he had to bring her back to life. Not so simple. Ayol Yosef ben Midrasha. So instead, he went to the Beis Medrash first, instead of going home. Shalach leveisei, and he sent a message to his house that he's in town, and he's going to be home soon, so his wife should be ready. Also, Rav Oshia Bere, Yosef Kamei. So unbeknownst to him, Rav Oshia, a Talmud Chacham in his own right, who was his son, sat in front of him, Avokamasha le'shemaita, and he was asking him questions. Chaza de'kameshad de'shemaitei, he saw that his... this person was very sharp in his learning. Cholash Daite, he felt badly. Omar, he said, Ihavoi Hocha, had I been home, Havali Zerakihai, it could be that I would have a child like this. And he was disappointed with his decision. There was certain greatness in his decision. Apparently, they felt that it was justified. But he felt that there was a downside which he was experiencing on a very personal level. Olive say, so he went to his house, and after he was in his house, Ol Beray, his son, came home, come Kameh, and he stood up in front of him, because he was very respectful of this relatively young man, person younger than him, who was so excellent in his Torah learning. Let's go to the next line. Omra le Devisu, his wife told him, Mi'ika Abba, dekoy mi kamei bra. a father's not supposed to stand up for his son. And suddenly he realized that this person that he was admiring was indeed his son who had excelled in his absence. Kariale, they said about this, that there's indeed a legacy in the family, remarkably as he saw it, despite his absence. So, Emet Hashem, tomorrow we'll go into the story of Rabbi Akiva, a similar type of story. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.